Thank you, Ian. And now we can move on to our last batch of news in this part one. We've got a bit of sport for you, but first an item about the annual poppy appeal, and funds are there for a new MRI scanner at the hospital. Two Norwich veterans are at the forefront of the new poppy appeal. The Royal British Legion has launched its annual appeal with a new plastic-free poppy. Richard Potter and Richard Davies, both from Norwich, were two of the first people to wear the item. The launch of the Royal British Legion poppy appeal marks the start of the national period of remembrance when the nation reflects on the service of the armed forces. Mr. Davies has represented Team UK in the Invictus Games. He said, "The poppy appeal means everything to me because it gave me the opportunity to represent Team UK at the Invictus Games as part of my recovery. Wearing your poppy shows you care and that the service and sacrifice of our armed forces community will never be forgotten." Mr. Potter went on to win a gold medal at the Invictus Games, and Mr. Potter said, "To me, the poppy signifies both remembrance and reflection. It allows me to honour those who lost their lives in conflict, but also reflect on my own career in the army. The poppy fills me with immense pride, but also extreme sadness."
The purchase of a new heart MRI scanner for Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital can now go ahead thanks to incredible fundraising by friends of the late cardiologist and medical director, Dr. Ian Brooksby. The machine will be bought for the cardiology team at the hospital's new diagnostic centre after the Norfolk Health Trust appeal received a magnificent boost of more than £300,000 raised through the two-day Ian Brooksby Memorial event following a 14-month campaign. Hosted by Barnum Broom, the event featured an evening dinner and entertainment for 200 people with live auction lots, including challenging Lord Dannett to a game of Risk. The £300,000 will be added to donations from individuals and trusts already secured by Chairman Jonathan Ellis, bringing the total to date, with other money from NHT and hospital charity, to just over £1.1 million.
The Canaries were beaten 3-1 by Sunderland to stretch their dismissal form to one win in just 9 matches. The pressure on head coach David Wagner is mounting. Wang Yuzhou's netted his first Norwich goal since signing on loan from Nottingham Forest on deadline day. Despite Norwich taking the lead at the Stadium of Light, it was a usual pattern of defensive errors and a soft underbelly that was ruthlessly exposed by a Sunderland side who had failed to win any of their last 3 matches. Norwich's form is at a critical stage. They sit just 3 points above Huddersfield in the 21st and have sunk down the championship table at an alarming rate.
Norwich City boss Martin Herdman described his side's 2-0 defeat to London Bees in the Women's National League Cup as a good reality check after the Canaries were beaten in a competitive match for the first time since April. A win for City at the Hive would have taken them into the quarterfinals of a competition entered by every Tier 3 and 4 team in the country. But they ultimately came up short against their Southern Premier Division opponents. The Bees had been struggling for form in the lead-up to Sunday's match, but inflicted Herdman's first defeat as City boss with efforts from Kayla Potter and Abby Benstead. Reflecting on the loss, Herdman said, "We're a good team, but we're still not there yet, and I think sometimes it can be a little bit of a monkey on your back when you expect to keep winning. So I think it was a good reality check for us."
Bird's eye view photographs show the scale of the work which is being done on the A47 to pave the way for dualling a section of the road near Norwich. National Highways has been creating compounds for workers and vehicles between Eastern and North Tuddenham. Archaeological excavations have been taking place and utilities such as electricity and gas diverted with new pipes installed. But that is all preparatory work ahead of the duelling work itself. And it remains unclear when all potential, if the full-blown duelling construction, will commence. The then Transport Secretary, Grant Shapps, agreed in August last year to grant development consent for duelling the 5.5-mile section. Permission for duelling between Blowfield and North Burlingham, where similar preparatory work is underway, and a revamp of Thickthorn Roundabout was also granted. However, environmental campaigner Dr. Andrew Boswell challenged the legality of the government's decision-making, which delayed the start of work. A judge has given Dr. Boswell, a former Green City and County Councillor, permission to appeal, meaning there will be a hearing at the Court of Appeal.
With our last news item, we've reached the end of part one, and we'll hand over to Lorna and Mike for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from Gaynor and myself, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.